There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
There are things we know and things we don't. There are also some things we don't know that we don't know. Knowing that we know makes us happy. Knowing that we don't know makes us strive to work hard. But when we don't know, what we don't know is the missing link in our lives. Look up and find it. Drill a little deep within yourself. Learn it the way you have never learned before. Make the best. Let your soul ask for more. So there are three stages. Something we know, and we know that we know. There is something we don't know, and we know that we don't know. So we strive to achieve it. But the third is, there is something we do not know, but we don't know that we don't know. We do not know, but we don't know that we do not know. So the key to awareness is to know what I do not know. This state of unawareness is a trap. There are two S. One is small, another is big. Capital S, small s. In the stage of forgetfulness, that small s takes over. In the stage of awareness, that big s comes in. The small s is of self. The capital S is of the Supreme. And the self leads to selfishness. Small s is the state of identification. Capital S is the state of witness. There are again two things. Consciousness and content of consciousness. These are two different things. But when we are in the state of unawareness, the two become one. How? I say that I am angry. This is the state of identification. I say that I have pain. This is the state of identification. You suffer. But this is the content, not the consciousness. The consciousness say that there is anger, I am watching. The consciousness say that there is a pain, I am watching. So there are two different things. I am very tired. This is the state of identification. I am sick. I am feeling weak. I am feeling It's a state of identification. You can say there is weakness in the body. The body is sick. There is pain in the body. So one is body, that is a content. But mind is also content. I am feeling bored. This is one statement. It is a statement of identification. But there is boredom in the mind. This is the statement of witness. So there are two things. One is the state of identification and another is the state of witness. So it's a very deep practice. That's why poet says, drill deep within yourself. Drill a little deep within yourself. Self-drilling. The practice of awareness is the practice of witness. So witness about three things. Breath. Learn to see your breath coming and going. Be a witness. It's a simple. You have to start with gross and then gradually move towards subtle. Second, the sensations on the body. Witness them. There is a pain somewhere. There is a itching or something is going on. But witness it. It is temporary. So sensations. And third, mind. And content of the sense, mind, chitta, whatever that is happening, thoughts coming, going. I am feeling extremely exhausted. This is the state of identification. But to say there is exhaustion and I am watching, it makes you detached. I am very hungry. It's a state of identification. But there is hunger. In the body. That's the state of detachment. So process of detachment is not going to some jungle and sitting there. The process of detachment is a detachment from your breath, from the sensations, from the content of consciousness. They again divided into two, chitta and chitta vritti. So there are four things you have to watch as a detached observer. One is breath, sit, for 15 minutes and just observe the breath. It's coming, it's going. One. Second, sit and observe the sensations which are all over the body. Second. Third, observe mind. And even subtler than that is chitta vrittis. One is chitta, another is chitta vritti. Whatever is happening within, inside, observe that. So these are the four things. We observe. So gradually you move from the state of identification to the state of detachment. Detachment is not physical detachment. This place is not good. I don't like it. I go somewhere. This is very simple. And sometimes it may not be possible. You have to live in those situations which are very much unfavorable. Detachment is purely mental. So there is a pain in my knee. This is the state of identification. But there is pain in the knee. This is the state of detachment. The moment you identify, the bondage starts. The moment you identify, the stage of unawareness starts. The moment you identify, the watchfulness is gone. So learn to see everything as a detached observer. To be witness is the key. In fact, the stage of witness is the only meditation where you watch everything without identification. I am speaking. This is identification. Baba uses yet another trick or method he teaches. Nimit, instrument. It is he who is making me speak that again makes you detached. Or speech is coming out. Words are flowing out. That makes you detached. So these are the two stages of awareness. One is consciousness and another is content of consciousness. So keep consciousness different from the content of consciousness. We are lost in identifications. I am feeling very happy. This is the state of identification. Soon you will feel unhappy then. Yeah. Third person. Dadi Prakashmani. She used to talk as if she is the third person. You watch yourself as a detached observer. But it's very tough. The mirror can... You can see into the mirror, but how mirror will see itself? But there is method. Watch your breath. Watch the sensation. Watch the thoughts. The thoughts are as if birds and your mind is a tree. The thoughts are coming, alighting, and then flying off. Emotions are coming, alighting, and then flying off. Desires are coming, sitting, and then taking their wings and running away. Watch yourself as if thoughts are clouds and your mind is the sky. Thoughts have come and gone away. Clouds are coming and going away. Don't identify. Don't identify. Don't wait. Don't get attached. This thought is very good. I will get attached. Drop it. Leave it. You are standing by the side of the road. Vehicles are coming and vehicles are going. I am this bystander. I just watch. You are standing by the side of a lake. The ripples are getting created. I watch. The real spirituality is to practice this. Rest everything is theory. I do some very good work. People come and start praising. I identify. I have done, that's why they are praising. But then, if there is a happiness here, then there would be another unhappiness from some other corner. Because not that everything you do, all will love. There would be gang of people who would not love. And they would come and oppose and criticize and cast aspersions on you. That time you will become unhappy then. So the greatest spirituality is the state of deep internal witness stage. Watch yourself. Because the identification leads to selfishness. The capital S goes away and the small s remains. The supreme goes away and the small s remains. And when the awareness is lost and the supreme goes away, we are left with small s of selfishness. So we have heard this term so many times in Murli. Bhasma Asura. It has something to do with that. The stories are beautiful. In fact, we are the makers of scriptures. And we carry the memories from the confluence age. So it's we, out of our memory, that we have written scriptures in the confluence, in the copper age. So this Bhasmasura has to be somewhere here only. That stayed in our mind. We retained the memory. And then we created an imaginary picture, a pictorial form, a depiction of that imagination in the copper age. So let's move to the story. This guy, Bhasmasura, is a devil, but he does intense tapasya to please Shiva. And Shiva is shown to be Ashutosh. He is very sensitive to pure hearts. If anybody, whosoever he may be, he, she may be, does tapasya, Shiva is pleased. So at whatever position of life, whatever stage of life, whatever, from whichever place you remember him, he comes. That is his promise. And he's keeping his promise right from the days of bhakti. So Shiva is pleased. What do you want? Bhasmasura has got devilish ideas in his mind. He says, give me the blessing that on whosoever's head I keep my hand, that person would get reduced to ashes. Shiva is innocent, be it so. But this Bhasmasura, he wants to marry his Shiva's wife only. So he thinks that this Shiva himself is the obstacle. Let me kill him only. And then he starts running after him. That's a funny story. That God gives blessing to the devotee and devotee is running after the life of God himself. So timely intervention by Vishnu. The only female avatara of Vishnu. Otherwise, Vishnu prefers to take male avatara. So today he is taking female avatara, Women's Day. So Mohini avatar. And this Bhasmasura is enchanted by the enthralling beauty of Mohini. And she persuades him to dance with him. And they both start dancing. And the Mohini teaches him steps of dance. Different steps. And one of the steps is to keep the hand on the head. And he is so enamored by her beauty that he is just following. She becomes a dance master, trainer. And then he keeps his hand on his head and is reduced to ashes. And Shiva is looking from behind the tree. And the moment his enemy is gone, he is happy. So friendship of Shiva and Vishnu is further strengthened. So what does the story teach? The story teaches us that if you get any blessing, you should use it properly. So Baba gives us so many blessings, so many achievements. But if you use those achievements in selfish manner, we will be in trouble. Baba has given you something. He has made you in charge. He has made you instrument. But you start harassing your juniors. You start ragging. So it will be a great burden upon you. You have been given a particular speciality as a blessing from God. But you start feeling proud about it. That I alone can do this and others can't. I am holier than you. Holier than thou attitude. Anything that makes you egoistic leads to the fall. So selfishness leads to ego. And spirituality takes you to the stage of no ego. Buddhism have a different word for this. They call it anatta. They call it anatta, no self. The highest stage is no self, no ego. Sufis call it zikr. Z-I-K-R. So this stage they call it zikr. Zikr means no ego. Baba calls it nirankari. Egolessness. So whether you call it anatta, zikr, or egolessness, it's one and the same. It takes you towards no ego. Pride hath a fall. Again and again we find in Bible, Jesus says, it is my Father who has sent me. I have come to testify my Father. I do nothing on my own, but as my Father teacheth me to do. I am nothing, but my Father speaketh through me. So there is a feeling of egolessness. And that is in fact real spirituality. Real spirituality has nothing to do with what religion, what theories you have, what philosophy you carry in your head, how many books you have read, what dogmas, what tenets, what principles, what you have with you. It's about humility. Once a saint was asked, what do you think is the definition of spirituality? He said, humility. The saint was again asked, can you elaborate? He said, nothing. That's it. Only humility. That is spirituality. Anything that makes you proud is no spirituality. So this Bhasmasura, he misused the blessing. So if you have got some power, use it for the welfare of the world. If you have got some speciality, use it for others. Dadi Prakash Mani became the head of this institution at the age of 47. That's a very tender age. But within 1 year, everybody accepted her as a head or mother. That's the power of leadership. That's the power, in fact, of egolessness. Had she been proud, see, I have become the head. And there are others who are senior to me, but they are not. They are under me now. But there is no trace of ego anywhere. Whatever you have got, all your specialities have come from above. All the talents, all the intelligence, all the gift of jab, everything that you are having is coming from above. So, Bhasmasura means misusing blessing. Bhasmasura means selfishness. Bhasmasura means you have developed enmity for your own master, your guru. He started taking the life of his own deity, his chosen deity, Ishtadevta. Somebody has done so much for you and you against that person. Go against that person. This is such a selfishness. You forget all the good things that person has done for you. That person was taking care of you till now, and suddenly you find that that person has spoken one bad word. So you are after his life. Forgetting all the good deeds that he has done unto you, all the selfish things, all the things he has taught you. When you had come, you were unlettered. You didn't know anything. Everything has been taught to you by that person. And suddenly you kick that person and run, go away. Is that a gratitude? Bhasmasura is a state of ingrate attitude. Lack of gratitude. So whatever you do, develop that feeling of gratitude for everyone. Gratitude for all the sisters who are giving you sustenance. Gratitude for all the people, everyone who has helped you in this path of spirituality. So, sometimes in meditation at Amritveda, sit and remember everyone who has helped you in this spiritual path and express gratitude. Send the waves of gratitude, the vibes of gratitude. Gratitude is positive energy. When your heart is filled with gratitude, no anger, no ill will, no jealousy, no enmity, no avarice, no ego can stay there. Gratitude is the stage of freedom. Gratitude frees you. Gratitude is condensed spirituality. Om Shanti.